All right, I'm here with Eric Heal. Two touchdowns Friday night in a big, big win against A.L. Brown. Now, Eric, we started off a little bit slow, okay? And they went up on us 7-0. And it took us to probably about the end of the second quarter, and you came to life. I believe we started in our own, on our 10-yard line, and you racked off a 40-yard run to get us out of a big hole. Now, the first thing I want to ask you is A.L. Brown showed us a lot of different stuff on their offense. When you went out there, did their defense change it up on you in the first few series to shut us down?
I think they were more like they adapted to our first game, and they kind of were more like they covered up the stuff a little better the first time. So everything that we ran in the first game, we tried to run this game. It didn't really it didn't work as well as the first time, but it took a little bit for it to get going.
Now, I saw Alec Lawrence make some. Rylan Young made some good blocks out there. And the thing that I saw spring you open was Randy Fulmer coming out and stepping and hitting that free safety. Do you see that happen and go down?
I see that happen, yeah. He's great at blocking. All of our receivers are. They do a really good job. They really block well. And it's good for running backs because we can get to the edge.
Now, when I saw it go down, you look like you have eyes in the back of your head because you made a cut left, and I'm watching your eyes, all right, and you remind me of Rob Lytle or John Riggins. Even your dad probably doesn't know who those guys are. Now, we always said to guys like you to wear a face mask so they can't see your eyes. I'm seeing you looking left, looking right, and you outran everybody. I mean, is this instinctual? I mean, how do you learn to do this?
I would say, yeah, it is instinctual. I see like patches of light open up. I see patches of green open up, and I just kind of dissect where I want to go and what the best path is going to be. So yeah.
I look at some of the stats of the guys that you've ran over, and you're like outweighed by 30, 40 pounds. You and Fulmer are able to take these guys on. Is this the weight room talking, man?
It definitely is. Yeah. Coach Mayo, he really gets us strong in the weight room, and we work really hard every morning.
All right, now take me to overtime. All right, it felt as though when Jacob made the kick that we had momentum. I mean, there wasn't a bone in my body that felt we were going to lose that game, where 5 minutes before I thought we were in trouble. Did you have that same type of mindset?
Yeah, it was really suspenseful when he was going to get the kick. And then when I saw he got the kick, I was nervous because, you know, I never played in an OT game before. But after our defense kind of shut them down and made them kick, I kind of knew, like, it's 10 yards, we're going to go in there and score, and we're going to shut this game down.
You made both plays in OT, 5-yard heel right, 5-yard heel right, touchdown, game over. What's that like to win this game as a junior in front of the stage that we had set?
It just meant a lot to me because going into OT, you see some of my seniors who I'm really close with. They're nervous, they're down, they don't want their season to end. And just being able to go in and make that play to keep our season alive, it meant a lot to me.
Sounds good. Thanks for talking to me, Eric. I appreciate it, brother. You the man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.